Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Irreplaceable. And today I'm going to talk about a very touchy topic, which is self-esteem. And a lot of people confuse self-esteem with self-respect. So let me put it down for you what self-esteem actually is. Self-esteem is the satisfaction and confidence you have in yourself. It's your emotional evaluation of your worth, what you think you are. It's a judgment on yourself. It is the evaluation of what you as an individual hold about your own capabilities, your worthiness, and how you ideally should be seen in the world. It's your metric you put on yourself. It's your label you put on yourself. And I would go one step ahead and say it's the price tag, it's the mark sheet, it's the scoreboard, it's the rank you give yourself. How you stand in your own eyes. That is self-esteem. This ranking, this number, has to make sense to absolutely no one but you. It does not have any logical reasoning behind it. It does not have a very big explanation behind it. It's just how you feel and it's just what you think. It's very individualistic. You cannot explain it to someone. You cannot convince other people to see or not to see. It is wholly you. And that's why it's a very confusing thing because it can change and be so different that you see yourself a certain way and you have a certain self-esteem, but others see it or they don't see it. So mostly people waver between high self-esteem and low self-esteem, and it wavers throughout your life. It's not fixed. In certain situations or surroundings, you might have very high self-esteem and self-value because if you're a person who constantly compares yourself with other people or you determine your self-esteem based on your surrounding, that would constantly change. There would be days where you would be feeling absolutely on cloud nine where your self-esteem is at the highest, at the top. But the moment you see something or someone who you think or you measure higher, you can immediately crash and drop. So you need to have that level of self-esteem and self-confidence in yourself that it is regulated, it is fixed, and come what may, you don't change your opinion about yourself. You are sure about yourself. Now, I haven't come here to speak about high self-esteem, have I? Because self-esteem is never spoken in a very positive light, in a way that, oh yeah, that person is suffering from high self-esteem. That person is really killing it. No. The issue with self-esteem is it's always associated with something negative because it is a genuine problem and it is a huge obstacle in your life, if you are trying to achieve something, if you're trying to manifest something, if you're trying to be something or someone who wants good things, but if you are just someone with low self-esteem, you would not even think yourself worthy enough for such things and you would not even try to do those things. You will not do something that would be so out of your comfort zone when you already have put a label on yourself that, hey, I have low self-esteem, I cannot achieve that or I won't be that. Because of so-and-so reasons and all these conspiracy theories you have about yourself. Your 20s are like the time where your self-esteem is going to be challenged day in, day out. You thought your teenage years would be hard? Wait till you go to college. Wait till you meet a group of people who literally rank, value you. Wait till you come on the internet. The internet is not kind. The internet is more evil than good. And if you do not have a good sense of self-esteem, it will take it and it will absolutely crush it into minuscule dust and throw it away. Now, it's not self-pity. It's not feeling just sad or depressed. This is very different. Because you see yourself as someone who's unlovable, awkward, incompetent, you constantly have this negative self-image about yourself. You have a distorted perception of yourself that, oh, I'm not capable of this, I'm not worthy of this, I don't deserve good things in life. you know, my decisions are not correct. You let other people make the call for your life. You believe whatever negative things other people say. And if anyone says anything positive to you or compliments you, you take that with a pinch of salt. You're like, oh no, they're being sarcastic. They're bullying me. This is not true. This is wrong. Maybe they're just saying it because they're my friends or they want me to feel good about it. You know, you would constantly criticize yourself. And you are so used to thinking all these bad things about you that the moment someone even remotely says something nice to you, you absolutely don't believe them. It is a joke. It is a lie. It is false. And you are so up in feeling unworthiness that you just think that you don't deserve love, you don't deserve happiness, and all the bad things that are happening to you are, you know, for sure you deserve it, and that's why they're happening to you and they should happen to you. And when you live a life like that, it's very sad. But here's the thing. Deep down, you have a voice in your head that still wants to believe that you are not all these things. You have a voice inside you that wants to believe that all of this is false. You are fighting yourself internally and you are seeking proof to get rid of this thing. Otherwise, darling, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here listening to me right now. You wouldn't be here thinking of ways, how do I get rid of this feeling? Because even though you say all these things to yourself and all these other people say all this to you and you believe them, you still know in your heart that there is something different. Maybe this is not the truth. There is something else and you want me to help you fix it. You are finding answers. You are finding proof of what if the opposite is true? What if this is all a lie? What if it's just a phase? What if it's not true? And you are waiting to be saved. You are waiting for an alternative answer. And that is the first thing you need to realize, that it's not real. It's not true. Your low self-esteem because of all this negative talk, it's not true, because even after all these things you've gone through, there is still something in your heart that is resisting it, that is saying it's not true. I do not believe it. It's not possible. And I want you to hold on to that and pull it out and believe in it and grab it and just say, yes, it's not true. And I will walk you throughout of all this negative self-talk, of feeling this unworthiness and of all of this self-worth issues that you're having. A really big part of self-esteem has to do with our past. A big part of the journey of self-development is going back to your past and unlocking those things, removing those blocks that are not letting you reach to your full potential. It's going back to your past and unlearning things. It's going back to your past and breaking those ties, those relationships. It's removing everything that does not serve you anymore. And then it's coming back to the present so that you can build your future. And a lot of our issues are linked with our childhood experiences. When you are someone who is grown around in an environment where you're facing extreme criticism, excessive criticism, whatever you do, your family, your parents, your siblings, they're just not happy. You're just a disappointment. You cannot do anything right. And when you constantly hear all that feedback and you're just listening and listening and listening and you're helpless, like you can't do anything, you cannot answer back, you cannot work your way through it, and you are just getting all this neglect and you're just being said bad things. And the moment you do something good, there is no appreciation. Like the whole point of, you know, a good, well-grown-up kid is when they do something bad, you tell them it's wrong. And when they do something right, you appreciate them. That's how they know that what should they follow or not. But when you are up in a household or in school where you're constantly criticized but never looked for your accomplishment, never appreciated, you will constantly look for negative things only. You will constantly focus on the negativity only because you are just getting comments about that. You're just getting feedback about that. And when you're up and all about in these negative environment and these negative feelings, it will, you know, show up in ways of low self-esteem and it will carry on with you in your adult life. I have had my fair share of self-esteem issues. Hell, I sometimes suffer through them randomly. I'm no different, and everyone gets that once in a while. And for me, my biggest demon has been the media. There was this time when I didn't have access to the internet, when I was still growing up, when my parents kept me away from the internet and media and most of those things. I genuinely thought I was a perfect human being. I didn't have flaws. And, you know, I was very confident. I was very optimistic. And then once I became like more than a teenage girl, like almost like my later stage of my teens. And then when I like properly understood media, I realized that, oh, wow. So I have like these flaws that I have never even noticed. And the whole idea of success, beauty, societal expectations, and how, you know, you're supposed to view yourself and what is actually beautiful and what is actually good. It fucked with me mentally so much. I'm like, oh, wait, but I think it's like that. And then when you're hearing on the internet, when you're seeing people who are like you getting bullied, when you see your idols who you really appreciate, when you see them getting hate and you relate to them, right? That's why there's some people are your favorite celebrities. You relate to them. And when you see them getting criticized, you take that criticism on yourself also because you are also like that. So then you keep thinking that, oh, should I change myself? Should I not do this? Because like this is not getting the results. This is not like the right thing. This is not considered beautiful. And when you get that negative relationship and everyone around you is expecting all of those things, it becomes very difficult. And comparison is the thief of joy. So every time you sit and compare yourself that, oh, you know, if this is perfect and I'm not this, that means I'm not perfect. Or if on this hand, this is bad and I have all these things, that means I am bad. So like if A is equal to B and B is equal to C, then A is equal to C. And this mentality just makes you criticize yourself constantly. And when other people reassure you, you know, when you go and ask other people, oh, is this bad? Should I not do this? And they're like, yeah, this is bad. You should not do this. It reinforces that bias and you try to like hide parts of yourself. And up to a point, feedback, criticism, up to a point is fine. It's good. But once it turns internal, you need to realize that, hey, this criticism or this feedback is just supposed to be taken logically, practically, with a pinch of salt maybe, and just like that's it. I don't have to personally take it. I don't have to take this as an attack. I don't have to take it to my heart. And more importantly, I don't have to take every criticism, every opinion to myself. Because if I sit right now and decide that I'm going to please everyone in the whole wild world, that is never going to happen. No one is happy ever. No one is perfect. No one has 100% satisfied everyone. Things that you like, other people might not like. So you have to completely remove the idea and remove other people, remove society from your expectations. You have to completely remove of pleasing others and having your self-worth get decided by other people. Have your self-esteem questioned because of other people. It should just be a relationship of you and only you. So once you remove others from the equation and you just be the judge of yourself in a way of what serves you and what does not serve you, that will help you improve yourself much better. If you are someone who wants feedback, if you want someone who wants like some sort of criticism so that, you know, it fuels you to get better, like you do you. But if you're really seeking that, remove other people from the equation and only sit with yourself and only answer yourself. And it's not just you, you know, when you sit with people in your family, your relationships, your partner, and they are people who don't appreciate you. And then when you ask them that, hey, why didn't you do this for me? And why didn't you do that for me? They treat you as if you don't deserve it and you have to do so and so in order to get those things. Again, you're questioning your worthiness that, oh, am I not worthy of love? Am I not worthy of all this love and care and attention because I am not this, this, this? Then again, you put a number on yourself. You put a ranking on yourself. You question your self-esteem again that, hey, this person is not treating me rightly because I'm not worth that much. You know, I don't have that much self-worth and they see that. And that's why they are treating me like that. They're treating me poorly. So that must mean that I'm not worthy enough. And that will directly affect your self-esteem. So you need to stop having these people around you. And if you cannot, if you're just bound to them, if you cannot leave them, because I know relationships are complicated. I'm not going to be that person on the internet sitting and telling you that, oh, cut this person off and cut that person off and whoever offends you, like, just like remove them and be alone. No, humans are social animals, and there are just some relationships that we unfortunately have been so intertwined with them that we cannot leave them, you know, like our parents. We can't just leave our parents unless until like they have done the worst possible thing. So you have to understand and maneuver accordingly that how you are going to deal with this person. You have to understand that, hey, I am noticing that this person is kind of toxic to me. This person is kind of like treating me badly. Like every moment I am with this person, I feel some sort of negativity in my heart, like this bad feeling in my body. And all that has to tell you is that anything coming out this person's mouth should not affect you personally. Because it has been affecting you personally for so long, right? Whatever they're saying. And is it working out for you? No. Is it helping you? No. Is it making you feel better? No. Then, once you have established this in your head, you don't need to tell them. Don't fight with them about it. No, just understand, okay? Keep this in your head. And now that you understand that this relationship that I have, this person is constantly undermining me, not appreciating me because I'm not doing so and so. Like, they think I am not that worthy. And they're treating me badly. So I must understand that whatever comes out of this person's mouth should not affect me. I have decided from today, whatever this person says, I'm going to hear it from one ear and remove it from the other. I am not going to give this person that power internally, okay? Internally, I'm not going to let this person touch me. I'm not going to let this person make me feel things, especially how I'm supposed to feel about myself. And trust me, I started doing this when I turned 19 and it literally has saved my life. If you are someone who plans to be on the public eye, if you are someone who plans on having a big network, a big social circle, a lot of friends, you have to understand that you have to separate your internal from your external. People will comment on you. People will judge on you. That's what people do. But how you take it, how you allow that to affect yourself, that is what makes all the difference. And that will make you question your self-worth, your self-esteem, your self-image. And we don't want to give that kind of power to people. No. We are not going to let people see and have a peek inside us and think that, hey, I know her weakness. And if I say all this, maybe, you know, whatever, she might lower her standard. Maybe, you know, I'll see the drop in confidence. Maybe I'll make them question themselves. Like, we don't want people to get that kind of access to us, because our first responsibility of protecting is protecting ourselves. And a big part of it is protecting our heart. So when you see someone, and it could be a family member, it could be someone really close, hell, it could be the person you love. But that's just how the world is. You see someone trying to play a game with you. You see someone trying to make you feel a teeny tiny little bit bad. You need to put up that boundary internally. You don't have to say that to anyone. That is between you and God. That is between you and your journal. That is between your heart and your mind. You make that split second decision that, hey, I caught it. I caught it. I know this person is going to make me question my self-esteem and my self-worth. So I'm not going to let them affect that. And it is difficult. Trust me. It is a whole process. But the effect it is going to have on your mental health, the effect it is going to have in your success, in your advancement, it is immeasurable. Because your self-esteem, remember, the word starts with self. Everything is self. So your self-esteem cannot be wavered by anything or decided by anyone but you. So you need to have the power first. So I have explained it to you how to get the power. Now, how do you overcome it? Okay, you need to set goals that you think are too unrealistic for you and that you think you cannot achieve. And if you do, it's going to change how you perceive yourself. It's going to change how your self-esteem and self-worth is. So you need to first do that, okay? You need to challenge and change that negative thought pattern and get that sense of accomplishment, competence, and once you achieve it, boom, it's going to go up. Next, social support. You need to surround yourself with winners. Remember the Circle of Influence episode? You need to surround yourself with people who want to see you grow, who do not question your self-worth and self-image, especially at the time of growing, especially when you're on the journey of making it better. So you need to be very careful to engage only with supporting and caring people who will confirm your bias of your self-worth in you. After that, you need to start looking at areas in your life, your career, your beauty, your social circle, your hobbies, your sense of personal development. You need to see all these things, you know, your family, and look at places where you want to improve, where you might be suffering from low self-esteem, your relationships, your love, if you think you're worthy of love or not, because most of the time we see this in relationships. So you need to identify that and be like, hey, I want to be treated a certain way because this is what my self-worth is. This is what my self-esteem is. And it will boost my self-esteem if so-and-so happens, if I get treated so-and-so, if these things happen. And then you have to start pretending. Yes, when it comes to love, when you want to attract that kind of energy, you have to start pretending that you already have it. So when you already believe that this is me, this is who I am, this is what I want, and this is what I'm going to get, it is going to happen because you have set that bar. And when you have set a bar, when you have set a standard, you have to convey and communicate that to other people in signals, indirectly. Do not go demanding anything. You have to, you know, behave and carry yourself like that, that people understand that, hey, you know, she might look like a 6, she's acting like a 10. So maybe I'll treat her like a 9, you know, somewhat like that. I'm just trying to be very practical here. So you have to think that way. Why yourself? In love, when it comes to self-esteem, this is the only solution. And if you find yourself around people who question like, oh my God, why do you need all that? Why do you want all that? Who are you and why should I treat you like that? Like, why do you think you deserve love and all that? Immediately then remove them. If you're dating, if you're out there, if people are noticing you and then they come up to you and say all that, if you do not have a relationship with them, back off. You don't need that kind of a person. Out. You don't understand my worth. Honey, don't shop. Next. Go to another store. I don't care. You don't get the self-worth. Fuck off. You have to be fucking rude, cutthroat, cold, and brutal when it comes to that. And you will only accept that kind of behavior that you fucking deserve. But if you're already in a relationship like that, you need to start showing attitude. You need to start showing tantrum and you need to give that energy back. If they are treating you poorly, you treat them poorly back. And you tell them that, hey, no more, no more. You don't get to treat me like that anymore. So fix your behavior and I will fix mine. Let's not make each other's life difficult. Let's play along. Let's be nice. And let's not fucking do this. Because it's difficult. Self-esteem, when it comes to the matter of love, is so difficult. Most of the time we are hurt. The self-esteem takes the worst kind of beating when it comes to love. So you have to be very, very, very sure. You have to be very soft with yourself, but hard with other people when it comes to your self-esteem tied with love. Because that changes the entire equation. That is really what it all is about, our worthiness. And that hurts. So remember that I will be back with more topics linked to self-esteem because this is not just like one chapter. This is not just like one episode where I can fix it for you. It's a very deep-rooted issue and all of us suffer through it. But once you understand the hack, once you understand how to make it better, and practically, I'm not here to feed delusions. I'm here to be very realistic with life. These are real issues. So I am going to give you very real practical solutions and that will honestly help you in amplifying and making your life 10 times better. So that's all for today's episode. Go out there, chin up, win at life, fix your self-esteem. Bye, babes. See you next time.